Well, it's been a while. It's been a couple of weeks. And yes, hence I have a starting trouble. But here we are once again with a brand new episode of the Totally Indian Football Show with me, your host, Siju. And I have two very interesting gentlemen joining us from Mangalore, if I'm not wrong, because they have a brand that's called MS Sportswear and it's their initials. You know, that's how the name comes. And if you are from Bangalore or from Mangalore, I'm sure, and if you're associated with sports, you would have definitely heard this brand's name. I have with me both the co-founders, Mushraf Hassan and Mohammed Shamir. Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking time and doing this episode. Though you had to go through a lot of painstake, I'm sorry for that, all the hassle. But finally, you guys are here and I'm so happy to do this show with you. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Siju. Thank you so much for the wonderful introduction.
Great. Let's start with the conversation, then let's get started. MS Sportswear, I think it has caught a lot of attention on social media as well as out there for a lot of good work that you guys have been doing, especially working with, I think the prominent club that you work with as of now is the BFC Soccer Schools. And definitely among many others, but this is one that catches your eye if someone's following Indian football. Now, you know, among the others that you support with your kit is Sporting Club Bengaluru. There's Rapid Sports Fitness. And not to just to shout out, we've had Chelsea on the show as well. You also have association with teams in Dubai. And of course, Samba FC. Shout out to Amol as well, who kind of helped me get this contact of Fatima. And then, of course, you also have closely working with the Student Union FC as well. Now, let's start with the journey of the both of you before we come to the brand, actually. So if one, you know, you can take turns, you can, any either of you can go first. Just let me know a bit of a brief about you guys, of what's your background like and how did you eventually come down to getting MS Sportswear Live?
Did you? I have started my career when I was very young. The football has been a natural game for me. Okay. I started playing like every, child. Since I reached 6th or 7th grade, I realized it. I raised my question to myself, you know, is it going to be a hometown game or should I take it this game as a serious career? So that's how I joined DOSS Sports Hostel, Bengaluru, where I have seen, real what is actually professional football is. Okay. After that, I joined Churchill for a year or two. Then I got injured. I got a long break. Then somewhere, I decided to, stop football and focus on my, something business or career. That's my story, until MS began.
Yeah, Mr. Shamir, now can you share yours?
Yes. First of all, I'd like to thank Suji for giving this opportunity to talk about MS. And about me, basically, after my degree, I just started my sports shop in 2012. Then after 3-4 years, I was facing a problem regarding these jerseys and all, the customized jersey. I was facing a very big issue. Then to start the factory, I have spoke to Musharraf regarding the production unit. Then the same time, he agreed for this. Then on 2016, September, we started our unit.
Yeah, and when I look at, when I was asking Fatima about a few details, and I was looking up, you all started in 2016, September. And it's almost around that time that you will finish, you will complete 6 years. So it's, we're nearing a milestone. So I think even I'm happy that I could get you guys around that time. Now, it's not very often like, both of you mentioned about, you all have had some association with the sport as a player, but then eventually getting into a business model. But it's not very easy, right? That definitely challenges, and we see how entrepreneurship also takes a while to come for whether it's any sport in India. So when you first were setting it up, and also you guys being from Mangalore, right? When you guys were setting it up, what were the challenges like? And how did you guys kind of sustain all of those challenges and today and reach the where you guys are today, where you all are known among the footballing ecosystem or the sports ecosystem rather? So what were the initial hiccups and did you ever think that you took up, probably was it a wrong decision? Did you ever think of that saying, okay, no, let's go back and do something else?
As I said, I stopped football and, I went abroad. Shamir continued, as a sports store. Okay, there he was seeing initially as a, you know, demand in sports apparel market. Okay, he was trying to do his best where he had to, you know, import everything from either a different state or, you know, outsourcing. So he was facing this problem for 5-6 years. Okay, this was his story when he opened his sports shop called Olympic Sports. Okay, after 5-6 years, he has come to Saudi, where he visited, and I was doing well in my other work. So he said, we have some problem in India for this, you know, the requirement is huge, the market is has a big potential, but I want someone who can commit and you know, do something. So everything, you know, went back to hostel days where we were together playing for, you know, state or this, you know, matches where we know how we are each other when it comes to, you know, any serious things. So I said, okay, let's go back to India. I'll not promise you that I'm going to stay there. I'll come back for 6 months, you know, re-entry. I'll not cancel my visa. Then I'll see if I can, you know, we can fix some issues for you. Then I'll go back. So that's how we started MS Sportswear. And MS Sports name, that was again the question whether I will continue this or, you know, Shamir will continue this company. Then again, I said, anyways, we're going to name it as our own brand. I don't want to, you know, keep it something else as a brand, or literally we want to recognize our own self. So that's how we kept MS Sportswear. M's for Musharraf and S for Shamir. When we were doing our initial survey, initially when we started, you know, before starting, we had done a 3-month survey when I was very serious. Okay, let's go down and see for 6 months, at least we'll set some, you know, business if the requirement is huge. Anyhow, we even I did not come to India, you know, for 6 years once I went. Okay, so I took a long break, but Mangalore was something new for me. Everyone like, okay, don't take this challenge, definitely, because this industry you're going to create, and the manpower has to be sourced from outside. All the machineries and everything is, you have to source it from outside. That's going to be a challenge. Then we sat and, you know, 24 hours, we were discussing on this. So end of the day, we came up with, you know, that's how we face challenges. If everybody is saying it is not going to happen, then we have to take a challenge now. It became a question for ourselves. We were like, it is not possible to do it. So that's how we started MS Sportswear.
Great. I mean, when the world said no, you can't do it. And that's exactly when you decided, yeah, let's do it. Great. And I think, you know, when you mentioned about doing surveys and everything, I'm sure it's been a journey that you guys are now, you know, completing 6 years very soon. If you can just, and you also later, it was not very long ago that you opened a store in Bangalore, right? In Coxtown, if I'm not wrong. Now, take us through the process of how you guys have done step by step, right? You didn't go, say, overnight, theek hai, I've done the survey and let's do this. And you didn't go ballistically doing everything at once, but you actually, you know, did your research, took your time and did everything step by step. So what was finally, when did you all decide, okay, let's have a store in Bangalore now that we have people who know us and we're working with people in Bangalore. How did that came about of an idea of, you know, let's have a store where people can come in, walk in, have an experience and stuff?
Before the store, Siju, I would like to tell you that as we started the business, okay, even I and Sami was experienced this key, you know, when we were playing, we get random size of, you know, apparel for team gears. Mm-hmm. If end of the day, we have to wear it, what, you know, team, you know, coach or any association willing to give us, it is not based on your demand or your size or your number. That was the biggest, you know, hurt when I experienced throughout my journeys. I'm not able to wear my favorite number. I'm not able to, you know, wear exactly what my fitting is. This was an issue. Even he has faced the same challenge. Okay. So when we started a business, we started with some purpose. Okay. If you see a domestic brand, you know, 6 years, six, or if you go back to 6-7 years back, there was no single brand with economic price who were giving all good fitting, good clothes, and who has a, you know, a background with the same industry, connecting to sports and you know they understand what exactly as a sports person their requirement is. That's where we cast that gap to you know figure out ki you know what is the, as a sportsman what is their basic requirement is. We understood that need. Okay, that's how we started our customized unit. And I believe with that purpose is what we are talking about today. That's how our growth happened very, you know, very fast, I can say.
Right. When was the decision? I mean, yes, you all did all of that. And I think that's a key point that you brought out. Because at times when we've seen when kids kind of, you know, when they ask, you know, can I get a bigger size or a smaller size? This is too big, what I've been given. Usually the answer is no, you know, we can't give you another one. So I think that way addressing that point was great. So when you now work with different academies and clubs, how do you all kind of, you know, cut short this gap or try and do, because at the end of the day, even having an extra pair of clothing is an extra cost for you guys, right? In production wise and in the business side of things. So how do you kind of try and address that issue when kids at the academy that you all work closely with say that, okay, can I get a bigger size? How do you kind of produce all of those units? Do you have extra pair of clothing that, you know, that you kind of give out to the academies? Or how do you kind of, you know, just want to understand how do you address that issue?
We have two different way of, you know, order processing. One is B2C and one is B2B, where Fatima is working for, you know, B2C. This is more you know, dedicated area where we focus, you know, partnership and clubs. Where, you know, working 3 to 4 years, we understood what problem we are facing instantly. Whether kids' sizes or issue or, you know, any size or any jersey number issues. We always, you know, try to educate the club to, you know, before causing to this end. Because of our knowledge, that is helping us one way. The other way, we always keep extra pairs, you know, without printed with us, so that in last moment also we can handle these things. Plus the third way is, you know, since we have our own store in Bangalore, we take their existing jersey that will, you know, let us know what exactly they are wearing it, or else we will ask their existing jersey size, width or length, where we will get, you know, more information what size to provide them. Okay, and we share our size list initially to understand, you know, their sizes. That's how we get more closer to errors.
Right. I think that's a great way that, you know, you'll have these robust system that gets by. Now, coming to the point of the partnerships you'll have made, right, with different soccer schools, with academies, with sports fitness centers as well, where, you know, Chelsea plays a role, where Rapid Sports Fitness. So how do you all try and choose your partnerships? Like, is there a process? Is there a way where people come to you and ask for, you know, partnerships? Or is there a way that you guys also kind of endorse and pitch yourselves up to the academies and clubs? And I think Mr. Shamir has been quite a way too long. I think you can also probably address this point. So yeah, just let us know if there's a process of how do you guys take the brand to different clubs or academies, or people come to you.
Yes, you do. Especially whenever we go for the partnership agreement, before that we'll see about the club. We'll see entire their team quality, then about how their social media is and how we will get the benefit. If you are giving any perfume or any product, against that we used to see how we will get the social media too. And about the awareness also, if comes to Chilson Park, he's a very famous person for fitness. So that's the reason, because of his recommendation, we have got so many orders. So even BFC Soccer School also, we know about soccer school, how it is and how big it is. So that's the reason we focus on them always. The big clients only we focus.
Right. Now coming to the point of when you're trying to cater to different kinds of needs, you were very clear in saying that you kind of, there is a give and take over there. While you're giving a product, you also need something in return, which is fair enough. So how do you guys go about, in the future, will we see MS Sportswear probably say partner with even smaller clubs and academies, or in a way, in a level of where tie up with tournaments And we have a lot of tournaments, ringed football tournaments and private tournaments especially. So do you guys see something, you know, where you guys are endorsing yourself as well, but also being partner with a tournament or an academy playing in that tournament?
Definitely, Suju. Definitely, we have a certain plan. But in MS, we have always been, you know, very clear to what is our expectation and what club is expecting from us. Okay, we are not in a rush where we gonna, you know, directly jump into I League or, you know, any endorsement or any, you know, partnership. We are slowly taking it, you know, we still figuring out, you know, how. See, end of the day, the thing is we want to, you know, answer ourselves what changes MS is giving to the society. Yeah, it's not about only our partnership will make, you know, visibility or social media or anywhere. It's not about money and these things. This comes, to be honest, for us, it's a secondary thing. But first, any club approaches, we just ask Fatima, our team, see who they are exactly. What is their future vision? You know, how serious about, are they about their business? Yeah. It's not a one time, you know, we are giving the kit or we are asking for some photos. We want to work for a longer run. The end of the day, they have to benefit from MS. It's not about MS's benefit from there. Yeah. Whether in case of, educating or, super service or any time, you know, in-hand partners in any ways. We are looking for, you know, how we can educate them and being a partner, what is benefit for each other, not only one side. So definitely there is a future, you know, vision, but so far we are going very, very, you know, clear and step by step.
Right. Coming back to the point of when I asked you about the store, right, what was the intention behind? Because like you said, you're going step by step. Yes, fair enough. And it is a big responsibility all the more, right, when you have a store to sustain that, because there's additional cost of to maintain and to kind of beautify that place, right? Because there's aesthetics, there's design, there's a lot that goes into making a store. It's like building a home. So how do you guys go about that, and how has the response been now as opposed to while you were just an online platform? So, you know, having a store in a very busy city like Bangalore and where you guys have established yourself very well, how has that been like?
Okay, this happened actually long back. We were planning, we actually waiting for 5 years to complete. Okay, I'll tell you what happened exactly in COVID. Okay, during COVID, when everything was shut, so we tried go online. Okay, we got very, very good response. Then we trace the data when we see Bangalore, and Mangalore is approaching more to us our products. Okay, and we were not able to fulfill the entire requirement due to, you know, lack of, you know, infrastructure facility. Or, you know, during the COVID time, team was again, they all workers went back to city. So we were facing a lot of problems. Then we had a team discussion and, you know, see like whether, you know, we'll choose the online path or we'll go offline and slowly take it forward. So we experimented our own store, which is Olympic Sports in Mangalore. Apart from customization, you know, all the activewear, gears, like yoga products, swimwear, or anything related to gym or training products. So the response was very good, to be honest. The response was very good. The client was same. The customers were same. They were looking for more products from MS, not rather than only customized. There we realized it. There is a demand for, you know, more. So when we started posting on social media and going online, there we figured out even Bangalore is slowly asking for, you know, more products. So that's how we had a plan one and a half years back or 2 years back to launch it in Bangalore. Something happened in between and we had to rush to Dubai. We had opened 2 stores in Dubai. Okay, then I think it's been 4 months. We had to launch something based on our customer, you know, approach and customer demand. We thought, okay, let's do it for Bangalore for now. So yes, definitely, that is a two different section. It's one is totally retail, and one is, you know, customization. It's two different process. But thankfully, we have a good team. To be honest, they are playing all the parts. Okay, major part, decision making, or in our operations, we have a good team where they are playing a bigger initiative. They are taking it.
Yeah. Great. I think also with going ahead now, you did mention a couple of times that how you all are taking it slowly, step by step, you know, taking up things, don't want to rush into it. And you guys have seen also trying out different things. What's in store for all of us apart from, yes, definitely all the customization and the retail products that you have? What's in store for us that when we look forward to MS Sportswear, what's coming up in the future? As you mentioned, there are certain plans. And if there's anything that you can share with us on the show.
Okay. Definitely, there is a big space for lifestyle product and athleisure products, since especially post COVID, people, I believe, all want to be fit, all want to look, and so drastically the requirement of the athleisure product and sports apparel has raised in a big scale. That's the reason. Yes, we have working on our increasing the number of designs and product which customer is liking or get taking more feedbacks.
And do you guys want to expand? Do you plan on expanding on the storefront to more cities, or even on that front you're like, let's take it one step at a time, probably stick to one for now and maybe later? But also, apart from that, how do you see, do you consider any competitors out there? Because this is also a growing market, right? Like you mentioned, there's definitely demand for athlete wear or sportswear rather. So do you see any, a competition arising that way? Or who are your competitors if you were looking at that?
competitors, I see in a different way, Siju. To be honest, I see in a different way, because past, before MS, I wore all the brands, okay? Every brand tells their own stories, okay? I believe in that way ki, if you compare to the domestic brand, or if you talk about Karnataka, let's say if you talk about Karnataka, there are few players who came before us, okay? They were not able to, adapt to the new culture. And there are few who came after us, they're also, it's all about understanding the market and, giving the best product to customer. It's as simple as that. If customer is responding to your product, if customer is liking your product, the market is, you're fulfilling the market demand, definitely, you're going to be in the race. I don't see as a competitor. I see it might be if let's say there are many other players in the market, okay, maybe they like one of the product of MS. I'm not saying all the MS product, maybe the track pant or shorts or any jackets or anything. That's how there is a space for everyone in the market. You have but you have to be constantly be there with the design, with the collections. That's how market works. It's not because of somebody is dominating. We are not talking about a bigger brand. That's definitely that's a different crowd where we are not targeting. If we are targeting about our zone, I think it's open for all.
Yeah. And if towards almost concluding the episode now, but if I had to ask you, how would you define, or if you had to tell someone or explain to somebody who has not heard about MS Sportswear, how would you describe MS Sportswear to them?
In my way, if I tell you, to be honest, before I start MS Sportswear, there was a market, gap where, player was not understanding the coach or official was not understanding what exactly a player wants or what he want to feel when he, step into the ground. There was a gap, okay? So we understood that gap very soon. And we connected our dots, what we were feeling throughout our journey of, football. And we exactly did the same. Our vision was very clear. We have to give the best service and best, fittings. that was our vision for, you know, short term. We worked on that. We worked on the fittings. We worked on the, you know, quality of the fabric. And we, you know, we are here.
Mr. Shamir, if I, the same question to you. If you had to describe to someone new about MS Sportswear.
Yes, especially MS is for customized, as you know. So many teams in our state, they are facing a problem in service and the quality. So whenever it comes to the service part, MS, so many orders we have given in 1 or 2 days, within a day also, and especially about the quality, we don't at all compromise on the quality part. That is the main reason what MS is now. So every client's, after one order, again, if they want any particular product, they'll come to assembly. Only the things they have trust on are quality and the price. And even especially on service.
Right. Yeah. So if I had to sum it up, it's basically catering to the needs of the audience, the customer, and making sure the player is happy with what he's wearing or what she's wearing. And definitely out there for not compromising on the quality or the price. And definitely once the consumer is your customer, he's definitely going to come back to you. So great way. I think this is a good way to start things off to get to know about MS Sportswear and the gentleman behind it. Probably in the coming days or in the coming months, we'll have you once again in case if any, we'll do more of these episodes with you. So you can also get familiarized with the platform. And I think, like I said, before we could start recording that, I think you guys are doing good work and it should be highlighted. So it's just a great opportunity for me to bring out the MS Sportswear story. And I wish you nothing but the best. I hope that you continue to grow and you continue to, because at times when people grow, sometimes what happens is, or what we've seen sometimes is, it hampers the quality or somewhere there's some kind of, you know, a dip. But I hope that you guys only rise and only grow from here on. So thank you so much, Mr. Shamir and Mr. Hassan, for joining me on this show and sharing your journey.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Siju. Thank you so much for this good conversation, to understand each other. And definitely, we're going to see you soon again. with properly prepared.
no worries. I don't think you guys sounded underprepared any which way. But yeah, hopefully we also can collaborate. I hope you don't only limit to clubs and academies. You can also endorse yourself with football podcasts and shows as well. So just sneaking that out there for you guys.
Definitely.
Yeah, thank you once again. To all the lovely listeners, thank you for bearing with us this episode. I hope you enjoyed this. And yes, these guys, Mangalore is definitely making a lot of noise in football. So we should watch out for it. And so that's about it, guys. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, please do like and subscribe and leave a rating on us, on our show, on any platform that you listen to us, because we're available on all the leading audio platforms. That was Mr. Mushraf Hassan and Mohammed Shamir from the MS Sportswear Story. Thank you once again, guys. We'll catch you next week.